Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Today in Sports Betting. We had a rough day, didn't we? I mean, we got lucky. I talked about it on the show. I said if KD sits, there's a good chance that Kyrie sits. That did happen. So we did get the Grizzlies plus 5.5. At least I did while I was doing the show with you guys yesterday. I was happy to take that one. But, man, they did not make that easy. In overtime, Caris LeVert looked amazing. That was an intense game. Intense game, but that one paid off. For those who remember, I was very high on the Robert Covington over bet. The shots were there, over 10.5 points. The shots were there, just unfortunately they weren't dropping. He's going to put it together. Those lines are going to be able to be there for us. I think I'm going to just keep taking that over. The shots are, he was 2-for-9 from the field. I mean, he got blocked a couple times. The one thing, though, is that Portland offense is not very friendly. It's a lot of ISO ball. They talk about it on the telecast a lot. It's just a lot of isolation and driving kicks. And there was a lot of times where you saw Covington wide open. The shots just weren't falling for him. So, again, I'll be high on a Covington over 10.5 points. Who knows? Maybe it's even smaller in the next game. Maybe it goes to 9.5 like Joe Ingles. Joe Ingles was another person I was thinking about taking the over on. I actually didn't do that one, but I was thinking about it. I was going to parlay it with something. Just unfortunately, I didn't do it. And good thing I didn't, because he only scored 4 points. It was an odd day. Odd day. And we expected it, too, with the lines that we saw. So there was that. For those who don't know, joining us for the first time, thank you. Welcome. This is a Hoop-Ball presentation. I'm your host today, Vince Miracle, once again filling in for these NBA bets. This show is sponsored by MyBookie.ag. Everyone go to MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HoopBall, that's HOOPBALL, HoopBall, and they will match up to your first, I believe it's $1,000 deposit. And then also reach out to Dan Bespris, that's at Dan Bespris on Twitter. And he will hook you up with an even bigger prize. For those who don't know, we also have a wager pass at hoop-ball.com where you guys actually get to see our final picks of the day. Not only do you get to see the final picks of the day, you get to see it first if you are also in the Discord where we actually have the conversations of why we're leaning onto those bets. A lot to be had there. It's only $4.99. One-time payment, $4.99. The wager pass, everyone go sign up for that. We had some home runs yesterday. Aaron Brewski, the leader, the creator of HoopBall, joined in on wager pass for the second time this year. He's 3-0. He had Detroit plus 10, and I believe he also had the Blazers. It was something like that. He had another bet, but all I know for 5 units, total of 3-0. He's up. He's feeling good. So join that there. I'm even right now. I'm even in terms of where I'm at. I've hit a couple of big ones, and I've lost a couple. So I believe on the year for my wager passes, I'm right around 3-3 with a total unit of a half a unit up. So I'm not doing the greatest as of right now. The money wise, I'm pretty good, but just unit wise, it's a half a unit up from the units that I'll be betting. With that said, we do have a big card today to bounce back from tomorrow. Let's go ahead and start that off right now with the Golden State Warriors versus the Detroit Pistons. The Warriors are 4.5-point favorites coming into this game. With the Pistons team that hopefully, there's no word yet, will have Blake Griffin back in this game, who is sitting out due to load management, injury management, I think was the actual label. The Pistons are coming in on the second night of a back-to-back. 4.5-point underdogs to this Warriors team that will still not have Draymond Green. This Pistons team is gritty. The Warriors team just won on a buzzer beater. They're coming in on a high. I'm not sure Killian Hayes is really going to be that good guarding Steph Curry. Man, I'll be honest. I think I'm fading this one. I don't really like anything about this bet. If I had to choose, maybe I would do the money line at -180, but, you know, that's just, I mean, obviously a 2-to-1 bet. You're just kind of looking for the cheapie there. There's nothing really to be had. If you go to first let's go to the over-under. Over-under on 226. I kind of like that. I mean, I think I'm gonna roll with the under on that 226. I like the under on that 226. I just don't see the Pistons scoring as much, especially on the second night of a back-to-back. We saw it with the Lakers. You kind of just start seeing them wear out toward the end. I get that this Pistons team is a little bit younger, a little bit feistier. You know, Mason Plumlee's look good. He's going to have an advantage. For those who play FanDuel, I think he's a really good play at 6,000 FanDuel points. But yeah, I think you take the under on that. You do the money line. You stay away from that spread. It scares me a little too much. Let's go to the prop builder over here. The over-under on points, you have Blake Griffin already put on here, so maybe there is an announcement. I just haven't seen it yet. Over-under on 20 points. If he plays, I'm going to take the over. I don't know anybody on that Warriors team that can really slow him down. I like that a lot, so I'd take the over if he is playing. 28.5 points for Curry. Man, that's a tough one, because I don't know if Killian Hayes can actually stop him. They're just going to put a wall at the three-point line. I think he probably gets more assists. I think I got to stay away from that one. The Oubre, 14.5 points. The under is actually pretty high at -116. He's going to have that game. He is just like, in my mind, like a Robert Covington in terms of he just hasn't got it going yet. But those shots will start to fall. 14.5 is still kind of high, but he takes so many shots. I mean, he's a big part of that offense. He brings that energy. The steals could be there. I could see a few putbacks. Energy alone, I can see him getting to that 14.5. If I had to go one way or the other, I'm leaning to the over. I might not even touch it, but of the two, I'm leaning toward the over there. Mason Plumlee, 8.5 points. I mean, he's more of a passer, but you can easily see him getting 10. Let's go ahead and move on to my favorite one, which is the player performance double-doubles. Let's see what we have here. So of those, again, repeating it back, I'll take the over on 20 points for Blake Griffin. Staying away from Steph. If I had to choose between over-under on 14.5 points for Kelly Oubre, I know a lot of people are going to like that one. I'm leaning toward the over. At some point, he's going to get it going. My mindset is, just like Robert Covington yesterday, those shots will start to fall, and when it does, he's going to be a key part of that team. I can easily see him averaging 16 to 18 points a game this season, so he just needs to get it rolling. It's still early. Those can be the value bets right there. Andrew Wiggins to have 20-plus points in a Golden State Warriors win at +162. I like that a lot. Again, Wiggins just hasn't got it going yet. We haven't really got to see him put it all together. I like this matchup between him and DeLon Wright. He has the advantage there. I like Wiggins, 20-plus points, plus 162. 20 points is a lot, though. I mean, but he gets buckets. I mean, he can get buckets in multiple different ways. The shooting, dunking, driving. If I had to bet on one or the other, though, I'm probably going to go with Kelly Oubre. And there is one right here. Kelly Oubre to have 3 3-pointers and a Golden State Warriors win is plus 198. It's almost 2-1. That's not bad. As I scroll down here, Steph Curry to have 3+ 3-pointers and a Golden State Warriors win is at minus 123. But if you add an additional 3-pointer, so if he gets to 4, I mean, this doesn't really make much sense. If he has 3+ 3-pointers, so if he makes 3 3-pointers, and the Warriors win, it's minus 123. If you get Steph Curry making 4 3-pointers and the Warriors win, it's plus 110. So they do expect him to kind of go off tonight, which is expected. I mean, Killian Hayes, DeLon Wright, no one's going to stop him. And I'd expect DeLon Wright to be on Curry, which means you're going to see a lot of Killian Hayes on either Oubre, which I still think that's going to be Josh Jackson guarding him, or Wiggins. Whoever Killian Hayes is guarding, that's who they're going to be targeting in that game. Derrick Rose, same idea. Their best defender on that team is DeLon Wright. DeLon Wright needs to be on the court for them as much as possible, and he's not even a prop bet that you can even have out here. So I wouldn't even really. I'm betting on one of these wing players in Wiggins or Oubre to really have a nice game. Not a big fan of this game, really. The minus 4.5, like I said, if you were going to take anything out of this line, I would definitely take the under on 226. And the money line for the Golden State Warriors. Then I would take the over on 14.5 points for Kelly Oubre. Move on to the next game. Tip-off time is the exact same as that first game, 4 p.m. You have the Toronto Raptors versus the Philadelphia 76ers, where it has already came out that Joel Embiid is probable to play. He is expected to play. He is expected back. I do see the Sixers winning this game. Minus 1.5 points. I like that. They just got blown out. They were just embarrassed in their last game. This will be a big game for them. I like the bounce back. I also like the size advantage that Joel Embiid has, the skill advantage that he has over Aaron Baines. He's going to play a huge factor in this game. I think the size advantage of Ben Simmons, I think you're going to see a lot of Seth Curry in this game. I love his matchup with Fred VanVleet. I think that's a good, you know, shooting undersized shooting guard matchup. Obviously, VanVleet has the advantage there in terms of player, but I just think that's going to be a good matchup to watch. It's going to be a close one. I like the minus 1.5 points. That's good there. If you don't want to have any points on the line, since minus 1.5 is just minus 110 on odds, you might as well just take the money line at minus 120. I like either side, though. It's literally a coin flip. You can bet on the Raptors and get even money, and maybe that's where more of the value of the money is, but I do like this Philadelphia 76ers team. I think the last game was just a blimp, just a side cloud. That's not really what you'll see from them on a nightly basis, especially when Embiid and Simmons are in the lineup together. So I like the Sixers minus 1.5 there, or money line. I like that. I like this game a lot. All about the Sixers. The over under on 218.5. I like the over, man. I think the Raptors are. I think they got Norman Powell. Chris Boucher has been nice defensively, which leads to fast breaks, and that leads to a Lowry getting an and one, a Fred VanVleet 3. OG's been okay. I think it just comes down to Norman Powell making some more shots. I like the over in that game. I like the over on 218.5. As I crook on in here, let's go ahead and see what I can get in terms of these prop bets. Let's go to the over-under on points. Ben Simmons over-under 15.5 points. I'd take the over on that one. I definitely see him getting at least 16 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Danny Green, over under on 8. I'm not going to touch that at all. If I had to choose, I guess I would go with the over just because 10 points is just so easily attainable. Couldn't even speak right there. Still need my cup of coffee, I can tell. You keep rolling down the line here. Aaron Baines, 11.5. Probably, I can see him scoring 10. I don't know about 12. Probably still fading that one. I like Lowry today, man. I think Lowry is going to be good. I didn't even talk about Siakam when I'm talking about people that can score. Siakam's going to get buckets. Lowry, 18.5 points. I think he's going to play a big factor. I think he scores 22. I take the over. Take the over on that. And Vegas agrees as well. Vegas sees that as a minus 116, where if you get on the under, it's minus 11. So it's favored to go over. I do like the over here for 18.5 points. Same thing with Van Vliet. If you're going with one or the other, I mean, probably with Van Vliet, just because he's a little bit more spicier in terms of with the ball. He hits those floaters, those deep threes. He likes to get off with the handle. I like Van Vliet here at 17.5, a point less than what they're expecting Lowry's price point to be at 18.5. So take the over, 17.5 for Fred Van Vliet as well.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Points, rebound, assists. This is another one. For those who don't know, over under on points, rebound, assists, it means that the combination of all three of them put together will equal this amount of points. So let's say, for example, you get 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. That's a total of 25 points. And that's where you get your over unders there. The over under on 30.5 points for Ben Simmons. I like the over here. I think you're going to see big numbers from Ben Simmons today. I think this is the Ben Simmons game, especially now that Embiid is going to be there to take a lot of the workload away from him and be at the defense's main target. So I think Ben Simmons can have one of those games where you see 28-8, and that's 36 points. That's over that 30.5. So I would take that for sure. It's a minus 106. I like the over 30.5 here for Ben Simmons. Let's go to the player performance double-doubles. My favorite one already right off the top. Ben Simmons, 5-plus assists and a Philadelphia win is plus 100. Take that for sure. I expect him to get 8 assists. So, I mean, you can go down the line from 5 all the way to 8. I love the Ben Simmons line today, but mainly because these player performance double-doubles, obviously, it looks like they're always leaning toward the win until the game is live, I've realized. So, and I couldn't figure that out yesterday, so I figured that out. And it's when the game is live, if you choose a player performance double-double, you can see if there's a loss in there, and occasionally they'll throw them in, but it's not a guarantee that that will always be in there for you. But the Ben Simmons 5-plus assists and a Philadelphia win for even money, love that bet. Anything past it, so if you think that he's going to get 6, 7, 8, I personally think he's getting 8 assists in this game, and the Philadelphia Sixers are going to win. I like the 8-plus assists, Philadelphia 76ers win for plus 198. I think that's a lot of value there. I think it's definitely possible for him to obtain that. I'm going with Ben Simmons here on that one for sure. Scrolling down the way here. Trying to see if there's anything else that we can definitely put some money on. Trying to see if Kyle Lowry has anything. Kyle Lowry or Siakam has anything really good to be had. Seth Curry with three made three-pointers and the Philadelphia win is a plus 215. That's all he's going to do is shoot some threes. I like that one. I wouldn't go crazy. It's a nice little lotto ticket, though. 3 3-pointers and a Philly win. I like that a lot. So nothing else on the player double-doubles. I think, again, this is the Ben Simmons show for me. I love Ben Simmons in this game. I think the Sixers win. I think basically 1.5, money line, and under all are hits for me. So you can do -1.5, minus for the spread. Money line's -120. I like the Sixers there. Under on 218.5. Love all three of those. The over-under for Ben Simmons for points, rebounds, and assists at 30.5. I'm taking the over on that. I think he's going to have one of those games where it's 18, 8, and 8. So I see that as being a big one. And then also Ben Simmons, 5-plus assists and a Philadelphia win. Love that bet for even money. And then you can just make your way down the line there. Since I am saying 8 assists, that is my projection for him in this game. 8-plus assists and a Philadelphia win is plus 198 right now. So I like that one a lot as well. We go ahead and move on to the next game. The Boston Celtics getting their rematch against the Indiana Pacers, who defeated them about 2 days ago. This Pacers team, man, they are fun to watch. Brogdon has been so good. But not only that, the player of the week in the Eastern Conference, Domantas Sabonis, has been a monster this season. I just traded for him in a fantasy league. I'm not even going to lie to you. I just traded him. It involved Karl-Anthony Towns. I just traded for Domantas Sabonis. And it wasn't a straight-up bet, so you guys, people, don't get crazy acting as if I just did Cat for Sabonis straight-up. That didn't happen. I threw KD in there, so I got KD and Sabonis for Cat and, like, Evan Fournier and another piece. Long story short, I got Sabonis, the player of the week in the Eastern Conference. Guy's been a monster. They're 1-point favorites today. I still like the Pacers. There's something about this Celtics team that has really been bugging me, and you can tell in every game that every opponent is figuring out. Take out Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and let everybody else beat you and see what happens. Maybe Marcus Smart goes off in this game. Maybe this is the Marcus Smart gets 3 3-pointers and, you know, 8 assists type of game, 7 assists type of game. Maybe this is where the defense wins them the game. But it's one-on-one for Jason Tatum, one-on-one for Jaylen Brown, and they don't have much else away from that. There's not another player that you can look to on this Boston team that gets them a bucket consistently that I can trust. Like, I get this Boston team is good. Obviously, Jason Tatum is a star. Jaylen Brown is a star. Like, I get that. But I just think until Kemba is back to relieve, you know, them on their scoring, it's so hard for them to be consistent in terms of being able to outscore every team. And I think this Pacers team, you know, they're really starting to find their legs. I mean, TJ Warren hasn't really even gone off yet. They were missing Victor Oladipo in the last game. He is returning back for this one. Brogdon, again, he's been a stud this season. He's been amazing. I like that Pacers team, man. I'm taking the money line on this, minus 115. I'm taking them -1. I think they're winning this game. I'm not going to touch the over-under because it can go either way. I really don't know about over-under on 218. But I still like the Pacers. I just don't think the Celtics have figured it all out yet. And don't get me wrong, they almost won in the last game against the Pacers. I just feel like the Pacers have more to throw at them. Obviously, why they're favorite. I just feel like they should be favored by at least 2. They're in Indiana. They're at home. So Vegas lines are probably swaying more to the Celtics. If I had to make a prediction, Dan Brespris is going to tell me that he's leaning Celtics on this one. Just me personally, I think the Pacers have just shown that they're a real gritty team. I mean, I don't even think Miles Turner has less than like 4 blocks in a game so far this season. His defense has been crazy. Sabonis has just been crazy rebounding, as well as defensively, obviously staying low. He's so big. Passing. He's just a big focal point of that offense. Offense. Brogdon's been amazing again. Oladipo wasn't even in the last game. It's just everything for me in my mind when I say it out loud makes more sense to go to the Pacers. When I look at it on paper, I just don't see anybody away from Tatum and Brown that can keep up with the power, offensive power and defensive power that the Pacers bring. And it's going to come down to Marcus Smart and the hustle plays of Smart and maybe a Tristan Thompson. And obviously it's going to come down to Jeff Teague making shots. So with that all said, again, minus one, taking that money line, taking that. Love the Pacers again today. Love is a big word. Like the Pacers today. I can totally see the Celtics winning. Just the way I'm looking at it, I'm going with the Pacers. Over under prop bets here. I'm just going to look to see. I've been just kind of naming some of them off. And I'm just looking over them here. Over under 19.5 points for Sabonis. Man, I'm slightly leaning to the over on that one. Slightly leaning to the over on that one. Over under 17.5 points for Brogdon. I like the... Man, that's so hard because Oladipo's back. I'm not even going to touch those, man. If I had to touch on any of them, I'd probably go... Yeah, if I had to go with any of them, I'm probably going to go over 13.5 points for Marcus Smart. In the mindset of that's the player that's going to have to step up. Maybe over as well on Miles Turner at 11 points. So over 11 points for Miles Turner, I like that as well. Points, rebound, assist props. Let's see what we have here. 28 for Brogdon. Can totally see him doing that. Man, I can 17, 5, and 5. That doesn't get you over 28. I just don't know if that's actually doable for me today. These are some big lines. Jaylen Brown, 25 and 5. Ooh, he need to get to those assists. Man, these over-unders on this one is pretty high, and it's because these guys have been averaging some crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. Yeah, I think I'm going to avoid that as well. As I'm just looking down here again. Malcolm Brogdon, over-under 6.5 assists. I'm going to go over on that one as well. Oh, I like this one. Over-under 4.5 assists for Sabonis. I'm going to take the over. Sabonis has that ball. He's a great passer for a big man. Like that a lot. Player performance double doubles. Sabonis 5+ assists and an Indiana in a win. Man, I like Sabonis with that, man. That's a +170. I like that a lot. If you think Boston is going to win, I love this one here as well. Jaylen Brown has 20+ points and Boston wins. That's a +116. I like that a lot. Jason Tatum with 25 points and a Boston win is +168. I mean, he's the focal point on offense. He has to score buckets. Away from him, I don't know who else is going to get buckets. Malcolm Brogdon gets 5+ assists and an Indiana win is on -108. You add one more assist to that, so Malcolm Brogdon 6+ assists and an Indiana win, that's a +131. I like that bet a lot. I think he gets 7 assists today for sure. I think he gets 7-8 assists. 7-8 assists, Indiana wins, +131. I like that one as well. My favorite one so far, though, is the Sabonis 5 assists, Indiana win. The one that I'm looking for the most, though, is like a TJ Warren. A TJ Warren 20 points and a win, but it doesn't look like they have that here. Crazy enough, though, they have TJ Warren 40 points and an Indiana win for a +1250, which is crazy. But they don't have nothing with 20 points or 15 points or anything like that. He hasn't had anything crazy. He hasn't had like an amazing game, so I wonder why. They haven't added a lot of TJ Warren props here. So, yeah, the ones I like the Brogdon. Brogdon, 5+ assists, Indiana win for a -108. Brogdon, 6+ assists, and Indiana win for a +131. My favorite one on the day is going to be the Sabonis, 5+ assists, Indiana win. And then if you are on the Boston side, if you're still leaning Boston, completely understand you. Know that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be your main primary scorers. I like Jaylen Brown having 20+ points for a Boston win for +116. And for the over-under on Jaylen Brown, I mean, They have Jaylen Brown as over under on scoring points as 22. 22 and a half, actually, for a prop builder. So, I mean, they're already thinking he's going to be over 20. So to take that, and if your mindset is, hey, they're going to win, and Vegas has it as a coin flip, so I completely understand why you would lean that way. If you think Boston is winning, that 20 points and a Boston win, that's not bad. Plus 116. It's good money. Good money to be had there. I like that game a lot. That's like one of my favorite games of the day. It's better than Sixers-Raptors. So going down the list, that's still my favorite game of the day. Wow, there's a lot of points to be had in this next game, though. You have Bulls versus the Wizards. Wizards coming in as 6.5-point favorites. Obviously, we know that Russell Westbrook will be back in this game. Bulls coming in on a buzzer-beater loss to the Warriors in their last game out home against the Warriors. Damian Lee, what a shot. It was a tough shot, too. -6.5 for the Wizards is a lot, though. They give up a lot of points. I like the Bulls with the points here. I like Bulls +6.5. I can totally see them winning this game. Is Markkanen playing? Let me go see if Markkanen's playing. I know that they were wondering if Markkanen was getting in here. So let's go to Bulls injury report. And this gives me a chance to remind you guys that this is a Hoop-Ball presentation. I am your host today, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. So as I pulled up the Bulls injury report, Lauri Markkanen is still questionable to play today against the Wizards. However, looks like Thad Young is probable. So there's a good chance that both of them play. I think Lauri Markkanen is going to play. I'll just be honest. I watched him play in the last game. I think he was like a rolled ankle or something like that, but he played through it. Lauri Markkanen's good this year. Like, he's going to be a good player. I really like Lauri Markkanen as a player. If he plays, I think that line changes. I think Lauri Markkanen plays a huge factor in this game today. I also think Wendell Carter Jr. is better than Thomas Bryant. And if you're looking at it from a rebounding perspective, I think you're going to see a lot more Robin Lopez in this game than Thomas Bryant. So, yeah, I'm leaning Bulls with the points. Give me those +6.5. I'm taking those Bulls. Over-under on 237, man. Like I said, this is going to be a lot of points in this game. That's the highest point total so far since we started covering the games. So, 237.5, wow. I can so see that going over. I can just see a back-and-forth game. It's just who's going to play defense first. Bradley Beal's going to go off. I think Zach LaVine's going to get a ton of buckets. Zach LaVine's going to have his best game of the year this year on this one, I think. I think this is going to be a big game. Wow, yeah. I'm staying away from that. I'm staying away from that 237.5. That's just so many points. If I had to choose one or the other, I guess I'd go under just because it's so many. But I personally would just stay away from it. I would go Bulls +6.5. Over under on the points. Looking down here, you have Kobe Wyatt at 17.5. Probably not touching that. Patrick Williams, the rookie who's been nice, 9.5 points. Probably not touching that. I'd rather, of the two rookies that they have here, of Patrick Williams and Advia, I like Advia with the over on 8.5 points. I think that they realized in the last game how good he can be. He's a good passer, really good shooter, likes to drive to the basket. Over 8.5 points, I would take that. It's just hard to take any of those rookies, though. Even though I would take that, I don't know if I'm personally going to put that in my actual bets. You guys have to get the wager pass to find out what my actual bets will be on the day. But if I had to choose between those two rookies, I would choose the Wizards rookie. He's good. Advia. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. You guys can let me know. Russell Westbrook over under is 22.5. Beal's over under is 29.5. There's going to be no defense. I mean, you can dang near go over on any of this stuff here. I don't really like any of that stuff. This is going to be a big one. Over under on 41.5 points for Russell Westbrook on a points, rebound, and assist game. Man, again, I can so see him getting like 22, 10, and 15. That's 47. I mean, It could go either way with Westbrook. Westbrook is going to mess around to get a triple-double. He's going to run back his OKC triple-double year here. Scotty Brooks is saying, go for it. Bradley Beal is arguably better than Paul George, so you're really running back that OKC team from when he was averaging a triple-double and brought him to the playoffs. So he's going to look good. Over under, you got to stay away, man. That's just so many points. You got to be thinking he's just going to get the triple-double. Yeah, I got to stay away. Yeah, I don't like any of these. These are so high. They think there's going to be so many points that they just see the point total there. Over under 8.5 points or 8.5 assists for Westbrook. Obviously, they're leaning heavy to the over at -156, as am I. I think he's going to get more assists than rebounds, if anything. I mean, if I had to choose on the over-under on points, rebound, assists in this game, I'm leaning toward the over on 41.5. I know I just jumped there from assists to points, rebound, assist props, but it's because this game is so crazy. Like, you look at everywhere, and you just are blown away by the number. The number is what gets me. The only bet that I'm secure with saying that I would take with any certainty is Bulls +6.5. I like the over for Westbrook at 41.5 for points, rebounds, and assist totals. I like the over 8.5 assists. I like the over 5.5 assists for Bradley Beal as well. I'm not even going to go into the player performance double-doubles. There's going to be too much there. There's going to be way too much there. I don't even want to go into that. That's going to be too crazy. I really hope I don't have to hit on this one too much. Cavs, Knicks. The Cavs are 2-point favorites after the announcement of Kevin Love being out for 3 to 4 weeks. I think it's a better fit with Larry Nance Jr. and Andre Drummond. I think they look great next to each other. The Knicks, Julius Randle's been looking good, but he always looks good on that team, even though he's pretty bad. Mitchell Robinson's going to have to put a game together. RJ Barrett's hit or miss. Obviously, I can see why the Cavs are 2-point favorites. I'm leaning toward the Cavs. I think the Cavs have just shown they're 3-0. They want to keep it going. Sexland, as Nance called the duo over there of Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, has been fun to watch. Garland's been good defensively. He's been getting steals. He's getting into the pocket. I mean, he's been nice. I'm leaning Knicks -2. I can't believe the Cavs are I'm leaving Knicks -2. I'm leaning Cavs -2. The Cavs could be 4-0 after today's game, which is just crazy. This is the best Cavs team since their championship run. So Cavs -2, taking that. I like that a lot. I'll take the over on 214.5, though. The over-under, I think there's still going to be a lot of points to be had in this game. Over 214.5. Drummond at 20.5 points. I'll take the under on that. Darius Garland, 14.5 points. I'll take the over on that. Larry Nance Jr., 13 points. Oof. If I had to choose one, I'd take the over, but I'm going to stay away from that one, actually. Staying away. RJ Barrett, 18.5 points. I'm taking the under. I don't think he's going to drive. I think he's going to keep shooting. And I don't know how good of a shooter he actually is. He just keeps missing shots. Andre Drummond over under 38.5 for points, rebounds, and assists. Hmm. 38.5 is a lot. I'm going to take the under on that one. Yeah, I'm taking the under on that one for sure. Andre Drummond, points, rebound, assists, 38.5. Taking the under with some confidence there. Go to the assist numbers here. I'll take the over on 3 assists for Drummond, though. I think he gets at least 4. Take the over, taking the big over on 3.5 assists for Larry Nance Jr. Big over on that one. Like that a lot. And let's see what the total rebounds are. Over under 15.5 rebounds for Andre Drummond. Wow. That's a big over under number there. It's doable. Andre Drummond's a monster. I'll take the over on Julius Randle's 9.5 rebounds. I like that one. And then I'm not even going to get to the player performance double-doubles. I don't know if you guys like those or not, but I just feel like I have to read through a lot of those, and I don't know if anyone really likes those bets. So you guys got to let me know at VM Center. Let me know which bets you guys like me to cover, what props you guys like me to cover, and things like that. And I'll try and switch it up. Obviously, I'm adding in the assists and the rebounds a little bit today. But the main bets, just to recap that Cavs game, I like Cavs -2. I like the over on 14.5. I like the Drummond 3 assists over, or the Nance 3.5 over. I like both of those a lot. And I also like the Darius Garland over 14.5 points. So I like all those. Next game, big game, Bucks Heat. The line started off as -3. And I took that yesterday. And I brought it up in the chat with the guys over here, and I said, I mean, if you're okay with taking a day early, I mean, obviously I took a day early wager. Anything could have happened in that time. It's a little risky doing something like that. But the Heat had already ruled Jimmy Butler out. So for those who don't know, Jimmy Butler has been ruled out for this game, he's been ruled doubtful for this game. And when the Heat normally say doubtful, in my mind, I say that they're out. While I do think that they're still going to be competitive, because I do like this Heat team, the Bucks, I think, just they have all the pieces just to put something together. I think Giannis is playing with a purpose this year, especially after missing free throws to end a game and taking that loss and then coming out the next day saying, I want more regular season minutes. They're just playing with some type of grit. They know that Giannis signed that extension with the mindset of we're going to get a championship, we're building for a championship. I think they're playing with that type of mentality. That's why, me personally, I like the Bucks a lot this year. So for futures, I think they're still third on the list at like +700. I like that. I like the Bucks +700 to win the whole thing. Obviously, it's going to come down to if Giannis can make shots, the wall. Long story short, I like the Bucks this season to win the championships, and they're the third option right now in terms of NBA futures. Again, no, Miami Heat saying that Jimmy Butler is doubtful. They're 5.5 point underdogs. I like the 5.5 for the Bucks without Jimmy Butler there. I'll take that. There's not much on this game just because I don't. In terms of betting the money line spread or totals, I don't like the total of 226.5. I mean, that's literally a coin flip for me. I don't feel confident going either way, so I'm going to steer away from that one. I like the under on 19.5 points for Bam Adebayo, though. I don't see him getting 20 points in this game. I like the under for 14 points for Duncan Robinson. I think Brooke Lopez hasn't had that game yet. 10.5 points is where he's set at. I can see Brooke Lopez getting over 10.5 points. I'm leaning to the over on Brooke Lopez, 10.5 points for sure, just by quick glance. I like the over on 9.5 points for Dante DiVincenzo. I like that one a lot. Over 9.5 points for Dante DiVincenzo. I was hoping this next one was going to be smaller, because he hasn't looked good. I mean, he's looked good in terms of real life, but in terms of putting up numbers, Drew Holiday has not really had his game yet. And I was hoping maybe this was going to be at like 14, 15 points, but to be at 16.5 over under kind of worries me a little bit. I still think Holiday has the potential of just averaging 18 points a game for this team, and I think he needs to. I think he needs to have the ball in his hand more offensively than what he does. He's not just someone to bring the ball up and to bail you out. He's someone that gets buckets. Like, he can set, he should be running that offense more than he is currently right now. But at 16 and a half points, I'm confident in Drew Holiday. I still think the points are there for him. I'm taking the over there. However, if you don't think he's going to score those points this next one, I'm definitely taking the over again. 20 and a half points with no Jimmy Butler there. Chris Middleton is going to get buckets. He's been looking amazing this season starting out. He's just knocking down everything he sees. Over 20 and a half points for Chris Middleton. Drew Holiday over under on 5.5 assists. I like the over there. I think Drew Holiday is going to get passes. But if you're taking Chris Middleton over, I would I would parlay that with like a 5.5 over 5.5 assists for Drew Holiday. I like that a lot. They don't think he's going to do it though. Vegas has that as that has the under at -150. I could see Holiday getting 5 assists in the first half, just lobs and passes to Chris Middleton for buckets. I mean, it just. But if they don't think he's getting the assist, I would, again, I'd be taking that over 16 and a half points. I like that a lot. Clicking through here. Bam Adebayo, 10 and a half rebounds. Tyler Hero, 5.5 rebounds. It's crazy that Dante DiVincenzo and Brook Lopez are both looking to get the same amount of rebounds, because Brook Lopez does not rebound. He's a blocking three-pointer specialist from the center position. Very interesting. So, yeah, you guys have those bets. I'm looking through. There's not much there to be had. I like Bucks -5.5 in this game. I think they turn it up early, and they sustain and hold a lead for a long period of time in this game. I think they don't look back once the ball tips off. They don't look back at all. I like the over on 16.5 points for Drew Holiday. I like the over on 5.5 assists for Drew Holiday. I like the over for 20.5 points for Chris Middleton. Moving on to the next game here. Orlando Magic, Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder, man, they are a gritty team. It's the second night of a back-to-back, though. The 5.5 points is kind of iffy for me. I don't know if I'd really take those 5.5 points. Honestly, I'm fading this game. There's not much about this game that I like. I don't like the Magic, even though they won me money the other day. They are such a weird team. Aaron Gordon is probably going to have a much better game. And for value for those DFS players out there, I mean, obviously this is a wagering podcast for today in sports betting. Daily fantasy sports, in my mind, is still sports betting since you're putting money on players. So if you guys are listening to this as if, hey, do you guys ever do like player talks in terms of fantasy, daily fantasy sports? Aaron Gordon would be my value there. I don't know how much he costs, but I think he's going to have upside there since he didn't have a very good last game since it limited his minutes. They're -5.5. Man, the Thunder just play so gritty. SGA is so good. Dort's been playing amazing. Second night of a back-to-back. There could be a fall-off. If I was leaning anywhere, it'd be on the Magic. I'm probably just staying away from this game entirely. I wouldn't touch that game at all. Nuggets, second night of a back-to-back. I just think this team is significantly better than the Kings. Nuggets, Kings. The Denver Nuggets are only 2-point favorites over the Sacramento Kings. They're in Sacramento. Look, I cover the Kings. That's what I do. And I get to write about them. I get to talk about them. I like this team. I think De'Aaron Fox has been great. I think Buddy Hield has stepped up this year. I just think offensively they're so one-dimensional still in the half-court set. They're a go-as-fast-as-you-can team. And I think this Nuggets defense is the best defense they've faced this season. So I'm taking Nuggets -2 in a big way. And I think it's going to come down to the Joker. I think the Joker, who's been amazing this season, is easily going to outwork Hassan Whiteside, easily going to outwork Rashawn Holmes, and is easily going to outwork Marvin Bagley. He's just a big body that can do a lot of different things. And we haven't even seen the Jamal Murray game yet. Will Barton always seems to piece up the Kings. There's just so many. Gary Harris always seems to piece up the Kings. In games where Gary Harris stinks leading up to it, somehow Gary Harris always goes off against the Kings. He's one of the King Slayers. I don't get it about Gary Harris. He just goes off. Him and Will Barton. But we haven't even seen the Jamal Murray game yet. I think minus 2 points. I'm leaning heavy on the Nuggets here. I think they're going to be really good. The 226, I'm leaning on the over on that. I think there's going to be points to be had. I don't think the Kings are going to go away easily. I think this can come down to the fourth quarter. I just, closing minutes, Nuggets are that good defensively, offensively, and I haven't even talked about Michael Porter Jr. yet and what he can bring. Weapons-wise, I just think the Nuggets are better. Skill-wise, I think the Nuggets are better. At minus 2 points, I really like. I get it. It's the second night of a back-to-back. You're in Sacramento. I just have to take the Nuggets minus two. I'm very confident in that one. I like that one a lot. Next game, we have the Clippers versus the Timberwolves. Again, I'm going to be fading this game. They have no Karl Anthony Towns. There's no official word yet on Kawhi, but he did practice yesterday. I'm pretty sure he's going to play in today's game. But I would fade this game altogether. The Clippers are just so hard to read. You never know who's really going to go off. I can go look into these prop bets quickly here just to see what appears. But like I said, with this Clippers team, it's just so hard. And it looks like they don't even have props yet out for this game. And look, that's what I'm saying. Like even Vegas doesn't know what type of props to put together. There's no prop bets out officially for that game. Game of the night. The final game of the night, I should say. Pelicans, Phoenix Suns. The Pelicans are coming in as 2.5-point underdogs. And I think it's just mainly due to the fact that the Suns are home, so they gave them that 3-point edge. I'm leaning to the Pelicans here. I like the Pelicans team. I love the way their offense is played. Brandon Ingram has been amazing. Zion has been amazing. Lonzo is going to figure out that he needs to have the ball more than Eric Bledsoe, or at least that team does, and I'm hoping that they do soon because I'm tired of seeing Eric Bledsoe with the ball initiating the offense. Lonzo is better at it than Eric Bledsoe is. Eric Bledsoe, just be the slasher, dunker, and wannabe shooter that you want to be. Stop taking the ball out of Lonzo's hands because you're taking away this man's assists. Moneyline underdog plus 120. I'm on the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans are winning this game, and I think it's going to be a very close, fun game. I think there's going to be points in this game, so I'm taking the over on 222. This is my favorite game of the night. Top three games is going to be number one, Pelicans Suns, number two, Celtics Pacers, and then number three, Raptors Sixers. But I love the Pelicans today. I think the Pelicans are really good. I think Zion's been really, really good. Ayton's going to have his game. I think Ayton's finally going to have a game where he plays well. But he's going up against a tough guy too, and Steven Adams. That wall that Zion and Steven Adams have been in the post has been crazy. They're so strong down there. I love the Pelicans today. Plus 120. I'm taking that for sure. All right, guys, we are running short on time. I'm not going to go over all of these prop bets here. So just know we do have the Pelicans money line there. That is the underdog I have on the day. Like them a lot. You guys can follow me, again, on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. Shout out to our sponsor, MyBookie.ag, for sponsoring this show. You guys go on MyBookie.ag, use promo code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P, BALL, B-A-L-L. Use that promo code. They match up to $1,000 of your very first deposit. Then you also reach out to Dan Bespris at Dan Bespris on Twitter. And I believe he will help you out with another prize. $4.99, $5 whole dollars total to get these wager pass picks so you can see exactly what I'm picking, exactly how many units, everything. Get that wager pass. Join the Discord. The conversations are growing. What we talk about in there, the picks that you guys get earlier than the wager pass even gets published for the public eye. It's awesome. You have experts in there. All the cappers are in there. Good thing to be in. It's only $4.99. Join the Discord. Join the wager pass. Get those picks. Let's all start making money. NBA season is upon us. Let's start making money. NFL playoffs are about to be here. Let's start making money. UFC starts, I think, next Saturday or even this Saturday. Let's start making money. Join the Wager Pass, $4.99, mybookie.ag. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. I have been your host today, Vince Miracle, at VM Center on all social media platforms. And until next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.